Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, Emmanuel Faith. It's Pastor Seth coming to you with your daily devotional for today. Today, we're going to be talking about taking a next best step. And the passage I'm reading is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, which says, "Have nothing to do with godless myths or old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come." Growing up, a favorite story that my dad shared with me was about their family's friendship with Hall of Fame shortstop Alan Trammell. Alan and my Uncle Steve were really good friends growing up, living just down the street from one another, and obviously they played a lot of baseball together. As a baseball player growing up, my dad would tell me stories about how Alan used to just spend hours practicing and training to improve his skill set on the baseball field. Each day was an opportunity to train and get better, culminating in a 1984 World Series MVP award against his hometown Padres and a Hall of Fame career. While it ended in Cooperstown, it started by training and practicing in his backyard. As it is with baseball, becoming whole and holy starts with training. If you've ever worked out or been trained by someone, you know that it implies two very important things. Firstly, training is always customized. A personal trainer will usually ask for your goals, what you're hoping to accomplish, and what you want to work on. Alan, being a shortstop, probably didn't train taking fly balls very often. Jesus' statements are a call for us to be honest with where we're at. You can't remove someone's speck without getting rid of your log. Good hearts bring out good treasures. These statements are challenges for us to assess where we're really at. If I walk into a gym tomorrow and my goal is to bench press 400 pounds, I can tell you that we aren't starting there. We have to be honest with where we're at so that we can make progress. The danger here is the danger of comparison. Sometimes we assume we should be further along than where we are. However, Jesus would invite you and us to authenticity and freedom. Secondly, training implies progress. Progress is not perfection. Progress is our metric for success. As we train, we improve. No one starts out training to bench 400 pounds by immediately putting 400 pounds on the bar or stumbles into being a professional baseball player without training and practice. We strive to make progress. We want to become more like Jesus. As D.A. Carson says, people do not drift towards holiness. And apart from grace-driven effort, people do not gravitate towards godliness, prayer, obedience to Scripture, faith, and delight in the Lord. It takes practice, effort, and patience. So how do we train? We honestly assess where we're at, and we take our next best step. We each have one. Partnering with the Holy Spirit, we pray, we seek, we ask God how we might train. And of course, for many of us, it starts with spiritual practices. For others, it starts with taking ownership of a foundational truth about who God created us to be. For others still, it might be a step towards obedience. While it looks different for each of us, when we assess and take our next best step, we can train ourselves in godliness, which is of great benefit. Grace and peace to you, Emmanuel Faith. Have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.